Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best-looking, smartest, and, of course, most humble fellow I know.
And, of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a smooch.
Welcome back to 7 to the Hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Paul Engels. Paul, I need your website, please.
It's engels-inc.com.
Tell the audience what you do for folks.
So I help clients with their AdWords, their Facebook ads, their email, their landing pages, and marketing strategy in general.
Right. And folks, as I said before, he's one of the pioneers. He's been doing this a long time. And tell them what your greatest accomplishment, your greatest e-commerce accomplishment was, Paul.
Well, in 1996, I filed for patents on the technologies that basically are pay-per-click advertising. And ultimately got them.
The e-commerce, the basically the building blocks of e-commerce, you created it. You had a patent on it. 20
years ago. One of the ones, yes. Yeah. All of them. But
one of them. What? Yeah. So that's what I mean, folks, when I talk about him being a pioneer. And, of course, I'll remind you, which you probably already way ahead of me, you know what I'm going to say. No chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show. Only the real deal, only the best for my audience. So, Paul, thank you for fitting that criteria.
It's always a pleasure.
What else do we need to know, Paul, about putting our best foot forward with these with these big platforms? How can we look? I'm no Luddite. I use them. My company uses them. I use them. I want them to be there. They're handy, but how can we use them and still make sure? Well, there's a reason. I have Galaxy phone, a cell phone. I didn't like the Apple cell phone, the iPhone, because it didn't give me enough control over my experience. Apple said, "This is the experience we're going to give you. If you want something else, you know, you're not going to get it with Apple." Well, the Galaxy gives me other options. Now, not as many as maybe I want, but I have other options. How do we use this technology and feel like at least we have some semblance of being self-directed? What do you think?
You know, I think part of it is what you said, is being skeptical and looking at decisions are being made for you and why are they being made and what is the result of those decisions. And again, things like AdWords Express, that's the decision that's being made for you explicitly. I think we're making the decisions for you. And, you know, you may be okay with that. It may give you enough of a return that you're fine with it. But in the case of my friend, it actually wasn't giving her as much of a return as she could get. So she wasn't really putting her best foot forward. She was putting an okay foot forward.
It was successful for her, but it was also leeching. It actually wasn't giving her the maximum experience that was available to her. That she was blocked out.
Correct.
She was blocked out from having a better experience because of the defaults of the platform. Right.
Right. I mean, she told me, you know, it's okay. In one sense, it's okay for her to waste 50% of her money on AdWords. Because everything else she tried was wasting 100%.
Yeah, right,
so
exactly.
It felt like a big improvement.
And, folks, this was in the previous segment. If you just tuned in, the previous segment, a friend of Paul's was using Google AdWords. She was sold on the Express version, which gave her some business, but it also caused her to have to pay for clicks outside of her geography, beyond what she would have wanted. But because she was foreclosed from making those changes – without a whole lot of trouble, which Paul had to go in as a high adopter and change, she was paying more money than she had to. It was not whereas it was productive, it wasn't as productive as it could have been and as it should have been. Did I say that right?
Exactly right. Yep, that's exactly right. And there were other things that get more complicated, but in general, that's the geography one is so blatant. She's getting calls from Canada. Mm-hmm. Her ads are showing on in Japan. You know, that was just flat out wrong.
Yeah, and so, and you can migrate this kind of default behavior. I'm sure we could go to all the platforms and see how this migrates default across default behavior. And Paul, this is where I come back to my concept of ethics. This is where this technology, this digital leverage, has not had ethical behavior installed in it. What do you think? Real quick.
I absolutely agree. Absolutely agree.
I need your website one more time, quickly.
anglef-inc.com.
All right, so check it out. Paul Angles, ladies and gentlemen. Paul, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim. I appreciate it.
I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.